At a public hearing in August 2006, de Blasio came out in favor of Atlantic Yards, the massive apartment complex with a sports arena in the center of Brooklyn. He pointed out that the developer had signed an agreement with community groups promising affordable housing, job training, and other benefits.
I think the community benefits agreement is historic. I think it sets a model that
de Blasio, a city council member at the time, added that getting the developer to sign the community benefits agreement was not enough.
But it must be adhered to. And it's the responsibility of all of us, and especially of we elected officials, to ensure that it is scrupulously adhered to.
Thank you.
His support was a tricky political move. Many voters in his brownstone Brooklyn district opposed the huge skyscrapers that Atlantic Yards would plant nearby. But de Blasio had roots in the affordable housing field and longstanding ties to New York Acorn, the organization that crafted the Atlantic Yards housing deal, then headed by Bertha Lewis.
Well, I've known Bill for, 15 years.
Acorn wasn't just a housing organization. In the late 1990s, it had helped found the Working Families Party to support pro-union, pro-grassroots candidates and confer on them a sort of progressive seal of approval. In 2001, Acorn was backing de Blasio in his first run for the city council, but he was up against a well-liked champion of the poor, Steve Banks, a lawyer at the Legal Aid Society.
We liked both of them, and it's always hard when you have two folks that you really, really like. But I do have to say Bill edged out Steve.
Except that many members of the Working Families Party Club in South Brooklyn felt differently. At the club's endorsement meeting, Steve Banks got 50 votes. Bill de Blasio got none. Dorothy Siegel was the club's chairwoman.
When this got to the executive committee
of the statewide Working Families Party,
the executive committee overturned that recommended endorsement.
The reason, Siegel says, was because Acorn and a couple labor unions on the executive committee supported de Blasio.
Bill was very important to Acorn.
As a result, the party didn't endorse anyone in that race.
We almost blew up over that, but we came to an amicable milquetoast solution.
Siegel says the Working Families stalemate may not have helped de Blasio so much, but an endorsement for his opponent would have hurt him. De Blasio ended up beating Steve Banks handily. In 2005, Acorn came back into the limelight.
And now it is my distinct pleasure to introduce the sunniest person I know, Bertha Lewis.
This time, as an unlikely ally of Bruce Ratner, the developer behind Atlantic Yards.
Come on, darling.
Some affordable housing advocates thought Acorn had sold out, but Lewis says she exacted a high price, a commitment to target more than 2,000 rental units to low, moderate, and middle-income households.
We will now get to work to make the Atlantic Yards project a reality.
Lewis recalled in a recent interview that after that announcement, she spoke to many people who were skeptical about the agreement, including Bill de Blasio. But she says she never twisted any arms.
His question was, how can you do this? How can you ensure that this will happen? And what do I need to do? We said, look, it's an inside-outside game. And what you need to do and how you can help us is, as a city council person, as the public advocate, you need to make it clear that you will use your office to make sure that the commitments that were made are fulfilled.
8 years later, Acorn has been rechristened New York Communities for Change. Lewis is head of a different organization, and the Atlantic Yards project is still far from a reality. She blames the naysayers and opponents. The basketball arena is finished, but none of the affordable apartments have been completed.
So this is the site of the first building, the 32-story tower, right in here.
Norman Oder is a journalist who's been following Atlantic Yards since almost the very beginning. He's standing at Flatbush Avenue and Dean Street, where the first residential tower is scheduled to open next summer, with 181 subsidized units.
The footprint is actually pretty small. It's about 10,000 square feet, and the first levels are going to...
Oder's been a persistent critic of the project on his blog, The Atlantic Yards Report.
If you're using the original timetable as approved in 2006, they're way behind. They were supposed to have several of the buildings done by now.
He acknowledges that lawsuits from opponents as well as the recession caused some of the delays. But Oder says he isn't aware of anything that de Blasio has done to really push for things like more oversight or the right mix of family-sized affordable units in the first building.
He just says things like, government must make sure there's accountability. He said that a couple of times while being public advocate, the guy who sends out a press release a day. Government must make sure there's accountability. And I'm thinking, what is he, chopped liver? I mean, he's government as well. He has a bully pulpit.
Search the public advocate website for Atlantic Yards, and two items come up. A speech de Blasio made that favorably discusses the project, without mentioning delays. Plus, disclosure of a meeting de Blasio had with Bruce Ratner in 2011. According to a spokesman for Ratner, the two went over the decision to use prefabricated building techniques at Atlantic Yards.
Excellent. Well, let's go do it.
All right, let's do it.
At a campaign stop in Brooklyn this week, de Blasio said he has pushed for the affordable housing.
Both publicly and privately. And look, the bottom line is we needed support from the mayor and support from the state to get it done, and they hadn't done it, but now we'll have to find a way to do it. It's crucial.
State officials actually have shown a lot of flexibility and allowed Ratner to revise the transaction terms to make them more lenient. When asked how he has tried to hold the developer accountable, de Blasio didn't offer any specifics, except to allude to that meeting in 2011.
I've talked to the developer consistently about the need to get the affordable housing done. And, you know, when they came along with the idea of the modular construction as a way to speed the affordable housing, I supported it because I think it was important to innovate any approach that would get us affordable housing online.
A few months before that meeting, Bruce Ratner had co-chaired a 50th birthday fundraiser for de Blasio. When asked, de Blasio wouldn't comment on the fundraiser.
I've been abundantly clear. I've criticized many of the mistakes in the project.
But Letitia James doesn't agree. She's another city council member from Brooklyn and has opposed Atlantic Yards from the start.
So many elected officials gave to that project and were instrumental in getting it financed. Not one has made any comment with regard to the fact that New Yorkers, that taxpayers, were basically duped. And that includes the current public advocate, Bill de Blasio, and others.
She, for example, has called for a special board to oversee progress on the project.
That's a textbook case of how not to do development in the city of New York, and an example of the lack of transparency and the lack of accountability in mega projects.
James herself is running for de Blasio's current job, the public advocate's office. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.